Hello, I'm Kate Baring. I'm here with Sydney Oliver and Neith Pereira, and we're here with the Reynolds Hot Box, a podcast about local media and the future of media from the Reynolds Media Lab. Today, we're going to talk about our subculture reportings. And Sydney, what was your reporting on?
So I did my subculture reporting as a first-person story about body modifications, specifically the community that kind of surrounds it. And I myself have 18 piercings, even though I'm in a field of journalism, three of which are on my face. And that becomes kind of controversial in a field that relies so heavily on a visual image. So I kind of talked about that.
So body modifications, as in piercings, tattoos, what other elements did you talk about?
So I focused mostly on piercings, but I like to use the umbrella term body modifications or body art, as I've done projects in the past that have related to this topic. But I also talked about in the future getting some tattoos and kind of my hope to add to my journey in a way, because I think that this whole thing that we do as people and we express ourselves through changing our bodies is more of a journey rather than a per se, you know, just a decision. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of like my thesis for my entire project.
So being a part of the subculture with your piercings, has that affected your journalism work in the past?
So strangely enough, I talk a lot about in my classes not being able to, you know, do certain things with my body modifications, but I've yet to really run into any problems, even in the workplace as well, like working, you know, on the side jobs. I have really never faced any scrutiny or issues with my facial piercings in journalism.
Yeah, I see that in today's culture that it's becoming more accepted and like more people have them than not. Neith, do you have any questions for Sydney about that?
Do you find that piercings versus tattoos, one of them is a little bit more
like extreme in a way?
Yeah. Is there one particularly that like you're a little bit more scared of showing, or that you think others might not take as coolly as another?
So that's a really great question, actually, because I have like one tattoo, and I got it when I was 16, and it's like a stick and poke. But I'm like going to get like a lot of tattoos very soon. It's just a very artistic process for me, but I don't think that I have any difference in perception, because I personally don't have tattoos right now. But I think that they're both equally as, I don't want to use this word, but like thought badly against. I didn't really have a great word for that, but I think that they both kind of get the same bad rep. I think that especially facial piercings are really, really like got a lot of prejudice against them in a way, but I think equal to potentially like tattoos on the body. But I think face tattoos are in a completely different league. So I think it's just different levels and how different people perceive it.
Yeah, and also one is permanent and one is not.
That is true.
So that could also affect the decision of others.
I actually like do not. I have experienced some scarring from my piercings. Like, I think that people don't understand how permanent piercings can sometimes be, because it does mess up your body sometimes. Like, I've definitely got a couple that I'm like, that's not gonna be the same ever again. That's gonna look a little wonky, but yeah, you know, the decisions you make.
Thank you, Sydney, for taking the time to talk about your subculture story. Now here's an ad from our sponsor.
Welcome.
Hello.
We are the Reynolds Media Lab.
Media Lab.
Podcasts.
Client services.
Special projects.
Documentaries.
We are a production center at the Reynolds School of Journalism.
The Reynolds Media Lab.
Media Lab.
Media Lab.
Neith, can you please tell me about the story that we both worked on?
Yeah, so we delved into skate culture. Specifically, we tackled it locally, and we talked about what it is in Reno and maybe how it differs from other places. And within the interviews that we collected, we learned a lot of lessons that skaters take away as they go through different trials and learn new skills. And yeah, and it was really interesting to hear what they take away when they're just when they're with others in the culture and when they're, you know, skateboarding, and how it helps them with other things in life and helps them get new places. And yeah, it was really cool.
Skateboarding is a subculture because it's an activity that everyone can do, whether you're rich or poor. It's a very accepting community, and a lot of people find friends and good times in skateboarding.
Thank you for your time, Neith. My name is Kate Baring, and I'm here with Neith Pereira and Sydney Oliver.
This is the Reynolds Hot Box, a podcast about local media and the future of media from the Reynolds School of Journalism. Thank you for joining us.